And we've got something new happening right now. We've got a new segment on the show with a lady, powerful woman of God, called Pastor Daphne Montgomery. She is the leader and pastor of the global ministry River of Life, president of the record label Roll Records, and the spiritual mother to the Bushveld Mission Children's Home in Limpopo, as well as many others around the world. Known on social media platforms as It's Mama Daph, she has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. You know, so that's, for me, is such an honor to be able to have time with her here on the show to receive the pearls of wisdom and the moments of wisdom that God really, really has for us. So that's why right now, this time, from now on, is going to be called Moments with Mama Daph, where we can receive answers through the Holy Spirit to questions that we have in life. Just real questions we have in our relationship with God, and anything that we really want to be real about. So welcome, Pastor Daphne, to the show.
Hi. Hey.
So good to have you on the show. I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, to get straight into it, I briefly want to explain what we've been talking about today on the show. And it's been about waking up, about stepping out of distractions and hindrances and this weight that can sometimes be upon us, and letting it all go to try and step into the kingdom of God. And a couple of weeks back, we heard from a listener that said he really needed help with anxiety. So just to pose you the question, what is anxiety? How do we stand above it? How do we press past it? Please talk to us.
That's a really good one. So first of all, let's just jump right into it. The whole like job or purpose of anxiety is to just hold you down, to hold you back by controlling your mind and your emotions. And then it tries to, once you're in that place of just thinking and thinking and mulling it over and your emotions are all entangled in it, it's trying to make you incapable of doing anything. So the antidote to anxiety would be peace. And people say, well, where do I get peace? And that's such an easy answer. It's Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm sending you a helper. So we have this help sitting right there waiting for us. We just have to call on Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So that's in a nutshell, but let's break it down just a little bit more. So anxiety, what is it? If we just look at the definition of it, it says it's a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease about something with an uncertain outcome. So let's focus on that last part where it says an uncertain outcome. Uncertain outcome. We don't know what's going to happen. That's the bondage part. And the revelation that Holy Spirit gave me about stress, anxiety, worry, concern, all of that is lumped together. And the revelation that I got from Holy Spirit was that it's just a conversation that you're actually having with yourself. You're talking about all of the what ifs that could be happening. And if they did happen, that uncertain outcome, what is that going to be? And then unfortunately, anxiety just spirals you into a place where that uncertain outcome is usually very scary or negative. It's like the jeopardy of the worst thing that could happen. So anxiety is really a conversation you're having with yourself. It's a sophisticated argument with yourself, and it's just filled with lies, and it's just like entangling you into your emotions, making you not level-headed but emotional instead, and not in the spirit, which is where you hear God. So the more you're having this conversation, the farther you get from hearing God. You need to choose your conversations with yourself carefully. Are you listening to God, or are you listening to the voice of stress and worry and anxiety? And anxiety is always based on a jeopardy. So how do we get past it? Let's look at that together. How to get past it. You might want to write this down, whoever's listening, so that this might be able to help you later. But let's just break it down. The first thing is you have to really ask yourself, like, what am I talking to myself about right now? What's causing this stirring up of my emotions and entangling me in it so much that it's literally causing sometimes even a physical reaction, like a breathing or and wow. Sometimes people can go into a panic attack. So you've got to, first of all, grab your mind and find out, what am I talking to myself about? And then specifically look at the jeopardy. What are you telling yourself? What's the bottom line? What's that doomsday result, the jeopardy, or like the danger that you are going over and over again in your head? And once you grab that, really look at it and say, okay, so I have a presentation tomorrow and I think I'm going to fail. And if I fail, I'm going to lose my job. So the jeopardy in that whole conversation that's been keeping you up for days, making you stressed and anxious or whatever, is that you're going to lose your job. So you take that jeopardy and you weigh that up against the promises of God. God said, great. Whatever you put your, it's going to prosper. God is the one who gives you the power to obtain wealth. God has promises for your life. So you take that jeopardy, that you take that entire sophisticated argument that you're having in your head, and you weigh it up against the promises of God. And then you weigh it against the word of God. If it doesn't line up with God's promises, then you have the authority and responsibility to do something about it. You can change your perspective. You can change your conversation with yourself. You can change what you're believing. And you can go back to what God says.
So just to ask a quick question. If you're in a situation where your mind is running and you are feeling like, I'm trying to get a hold of my thoughts, but I'm battling to do that. How can we actually go about like silencing everything that's happening in our minds and actually get control over what we're thinking?
Well, sometimes it's difficult to make your mind be still. So you can do things like, first of all, I would, instead of just trying to make it be still, I would go back to just looking at, what am I talking about? Because then that engages you in a solution motive and an answer driven action. And then when you find that jeopardy, that already starts to silence your mind, because you're like, oh my gosh, I actually think I'm going to be fired. That's what this is all about. And then when you weigh that up against the word of God, it silences your mind even more. And once it starts calming down, then you can put on some worship. Then you can go through the Bible. Like if we look at 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, we are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God.
Amen.
And we're taking every thought captive and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. That's the bottom line. You're taking it captive and you are taking authority over it. And once you start doing that, you create a habit of catching your thoughts and what's not of God, casting it down and making it captive so that you can come out to the true knowledge of God. And if we look at Romans 12:2 towards the end, it says, don't be conformed to this world. So that means even in the way we're thinking with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed. So every time you do this, it transforms your way of thinking, the ability of your thoughts to pull you into your emotions and feel all the stuff you're feeling. And after you transform, it says progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind. Listen to this. Focusing. You have to make your mind focus on godly values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is. It's not God's will for you to get fired unless he's already got something else lined up for you. When he shuts a door, he opens another. So you never have to have anxiety or fear about the jeopardy that's trying to basically paralyze you.
Wow.
So
That is tremendous. I want to keep just talking about like all of this because I know that these pearls of wisdom are just so powerful. I mean, I'm sitting here in studio and I'm just like, I can see in my own life where I've allowed certain lies and jeopardies that the enemy has like really been giving me, and I've just allowed it, and it's created so much stress, so much. So really thank you so much for those words of wisdom of how we need to be transform the way we think and really focus and catch what God has for us. It's such a beautiful thing. So just to end everything off, if you are listening today, I just want to make it clear that we will have these moments with Mama Daff on a weekly basis, every Monday at 10:20. So please send through to us all the questions that you might have so that we can just collect them and make sure that Pastor Daphne knows about those questions. And then we can tackle another one next week. Or even if you have another question about what we were discussing today, please let us know on our WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376. And we will collect definitely those questions. Also, if you want to check out Pastor Daphne a little bit more, get onto Instagram and TikTok and look at her handle, which is It's Mama Daff. And you'll definitely be able to see everything that she's busy doing for the Lord. So again, thank you so much, Pastor Daphne, for being here on air with us. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Just remember, you have a helper. His name is Holy Spirit. Call on him and pursue peace.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you very, very much. All right. And with that, that is our first moment with Mama Daff. I pray that it really gave you everything that you needed.